to read for Garrett for a passage for his message. And I'm going to be reading from Proverbs 3 and verses 1 through 8. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on a tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart evil from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones.
Thanks, Jaden. Good evening, everyone. I'd say that it's great to have such a good turnout, but it's making me a little nervous, so you'll have to bear with me here. So I asked Jaden to read from Proverbs chapter 3 just because I kind of started thinking about the topic of trusting in the Lord just because of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 have been two verses that I've really appreciated for as long as I can remember. And I think they exhort us as Christians to be wholly committing our spirit, soul, and body to the Lord on a daily basis. By waiting for his direction in our lives, we should be selflessly disregarding our own will. In the phrase, he shall direct our paths, it means that he will make our paths smooth or straight whenever we are relying on him. His plans for us are perfect, as only he can see the big picture in our lives. So, first of all, I thought of the idea of what it actually means to trust. The definition of trust in the English dictionary says, the firm belief in the truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. In the context of Proverbs and the Word of God, we know that that someone that we trust in is the Lord. The word for trust in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is the Hebrew word batak, excuse my pronunciation, which is defined in Strong's Concordance as to be bold, confident, secure, sure, careless, or hopeful, and it literally means to hide for refuge. So I'd like to take a look at a couple men who have trusted in the Lord throughout the Bible. So first I'll get you to turn to Genesis chapter 7, if you would, with me. The story of Noah is a very familiar story that a lot of us have known just growing up in Sunday school and different places like that. We know that God instructed Noah to build an ark, to gather all the animals, and to bring his whole family aboard the ark because he was about to flood the earth. And we read in Genesis chapter 7 and verse 5, and Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. Despite the fact that Noah, at that time, had never even seen rain, he had unshakable faith in God's instructions, and he built the ark just how he was told. We find out later, after all of this, in verse 23, in the second half of that verse, of the same chapter, only Noah and those who were with him in the ark remained alive. And in verse 1 of chapter 9, we read, so God blessed Noah and his sons, and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Though God's plan for Noah may have seemed unbelievable from Noah's human eyes, from God's point of view, it kept him and his family safe through the flood. Had Noah not trusted the Lord, he and his family would have been destroyed with the remainder of the earth. But because of Noah's trust in the Lord, he was saved. So I'll get you to turn to Genesis chapter 50 next, and I'd like to take a look at Joseph and how he trusted in the Lord. This is, again, another well-known story, as Joseph endured some of the most unimaginably tough times as he was betrayed by his brothers, he was sold into slavery, he was tempted by his master Potiphar's wife, and he was even unjustly sent to prison. Amidst these terrible times, he also encountered times of great bounty, such as whenever he found favor with his first master, Potiphar, and also whenever he found favor with Pharaoh of Egypt, who made him second in command of all of Egypt. During his reign in Egypt, he did meet his brothers once again. And in verses 19 and 20 of the chapter, he says, Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Joseph at that time would have had incredible power over his brothers to get revenge on them had he chosen. yet he instead gave God credit for all of the success that he had. Joseph's reverence toward God reveals that he had faith in the ups and downs of his life, that God would be directing his path according to his will. And one last person I'd like to take a look at is Job. So if you turn to Job chapter 1 with me. Job is perhaps one of the most remarkable stories of faith in times of tribulation that we read about in the Bible. It says in the first part of the chapter that Job was recognized by God as a blameless and upright man, as he tells Satan, as God explains to Satan in the first part of the chapter. Satan believed Job's trust in the Lord was solely because of the many blessings that he had. So God allowed Satan to test Job, who in turn took all of Job's possessions, his animals, and even killed his own family. We read in verse 22 of chapter 1, however, that in all of this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. Because of this, at the very end of the book, we read that because of Job's trust in the Lord, through this winding part of his path of life, his blessings from the Lord were multiplied. Job is an example of the importance of putting God first, especially in the dark times of our life that we experience. So, how can we apply this to ourselves? Although we may not experience great floods and slavery and loss as some of the Old Testament men did, we have to always trust God in even the things that seem small in our lives. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, you don't have to turn there, says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So, that means that we need to be committing all of our decisions to the Lord, whether they be big decisions such as who we should marry, what job we should have about our family, or if they're just small decisions that we make from day to day. Another important verse to remember in terms of trusting in the Lord is James 1, verses 2 to 4. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be complete, lacking nothing." We must be committing our hearts to the Lord in these times of trials and temptation that we experience as Christians. No matter how small they may seem or how difficult and insurmountable they may seem, we need to know that we don't have strength of ourselves and that it's in the Lord that we have our strength. So there are many things that can prevent us from trusting in the Lord. Noah could have been too concerned about what the other people thought of him to follow the Lord's instructions to build the ark. Joseph could have become self-righteous in all the power that he had been given, and instead of humbly remembering how the Lord led him to that place that he was in. Job could have selfishly disregarded the Lord because of the fear that he felt over losing his possessions or even just a feeling of abandonment from the Lord. However, I think it can all be summed up with Jeremiah 10, verse 23. "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps." Just as all of these men continued steadfastly in the Lord, we should be forsaking our own fear, selfishness, and greed daily, and allowing God to execute his plan for our lives. So, if we are spending time in God's word daily and praying regularly about all of our decisions, worries, and thoughts, the Lord will make his path known for us. However, this is easier said than done, as it can be a struggle to be spending time every day in God's word and to be praying constantly about everything. However, if we truly trust the Lord with all of our hearts, rejecting our own ambitions and looking unto him, he will direct our paths in everything. So I'll just call Levi up next to deliver his message to us.